Good morning, everybody, at 12:01 a.m. It's Electroman here, making your ears bleed once again with IRC scripting on TWAT. For all of those who'd like to know, the IRC scripting I'm talking about is IRC bots. An IRC bot is basically a set of scripts or an independent program that connects to an IRC server chat and joins a chat room. Its general purpose is to interact with the users in the chat room or manage the chat room in itself, basically controlling the operators and holding the room open so it doesn't get taken over by some noob. It can also do other things like check the weather or connect to databases for whatever reason. You can even possibly check the user's email or some sort of memo system. You can have trivia games or statistics of any kind. My current bot that I have is an Infonomicon on freenode.net. And it's just basically an operator bot. It does miscellaneous things, nothing, no one thing in particular. Bots can come in a few different flavors, namely a couple of different kind of programming. It can be in TCL, Perl, Python, Merc. Just about anything that can connect to an IRC can probably be scripted to some way, shape, or form into a bot. Most of the time these bots sit on some sort of stable server. Mine is in Merc. I know a lot of you don't care for it as much, but it does run on a box in my house on a fairly decent internet connection. The server that you choose best be semi-stable with a decent connection. I wouldn't recommend it on an older machine on a dial-up connection. As of IRC scripting, it doesn't just stop at bots, but it goes along as full scripts. Say Polaris or DragonScript. I don't know if any of you heard of Invasion or not. These scripts can allow you to send and receive files more efficiently, pass information around more for information sharing. To make these scripts, you would need some sort of editor, obviously. For those that are programming in other programming languages other than using Merc, you're going to need something like Crimson Editor, Notepad, TextPad, Notepad 2, Notepad++, or NoteTab, which has a few extra things like text processing or conversions. It's just like an interesting little sidebar. All of them have unique features to each of the editors. Most of them have highlighting so you can tell which part of the script goes where instead of just being one big mass of black text. I myself has created a script at one time, although it's no longer in existence and probably nowhere able to be found on the internet. It used to be called Electro Machine and did miscellaneous things like ASCII art and playing games like trivia or just random facts. A couple of websites that I might suggest to you if you plan on using Merc as a bot scripting agent, then go to mercscript.org, or you can go over to hawkee.com, H-A-W-K-E-E. You could also go over to mercscript.com. Alright guys, well I got a jet. So if you guys want more information, on Wednesday I'll update my website and put all the information you're going to need about this particular topic. And for those who are listening to it right now, record a show because more hosts equals more variety. Until next time.